joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. How are you doing today? So, we were talking about vibrations the last time. I mean, we always do. This is a vibration show after all. Well, we were talking about vibrations in the sense that when people lower their vibrations by involving themselves in this and that, that and this, then there is going to be a consequent reduction, lowering of vibrations. And if people do that consistently, then they're basically downgrading themselves. So it's a case of downgrading oneself, downgrading and reduction. So then people wonder, OMG, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Oh, because there was a lowering of energy. And we're not talking about the quantity of energy, because you can have high quantities of really bad energy too. But what we're talking about is the type of energy, the quality of energy. And so if there is a lowering in the quality of energy, then ultimately a person gets tuned, vibrationally tuned, to whatever it is that they engage themselves in, that they involve themselves in. So just mere connection, just mere presence, just mere thinking of certain people, places, things, can, and animals, of course, we said last time about reptiles and really low level ones. So we're saying that a person should be aware of what it is that they're connecting to. A house, when it is constructed, well, there are connections provided by the municipal department over there in that city, town, village. And then there is the physical connection that is made by, say, the electrician, I mean, whichever department they send their people over. So then they give you electricity and water and gas. They provide all of these things, and the connections are made, and then the house is running. It is functional. It needs these three. It needs water, electricity, and gas. First basic thing. I mean, yes, we can still do without the gas if you're going to be using cold water to bathe. I mean, and it's not a fire stove. But the basic two things are water, 100% necessity, and electricity. And let's see, the next one comes in the gas. And then after that, you have wireless, so you get internet connection. We need that nowadays. And then, of course, it comes, with internet connection, you can have access, if you've got a smart TV, to various applications. But then people also like to connect themselves to some provider of TV channels, entertainment channels. So you have all of these connections, and they're all varying in their level of importance to run a house. But then the house itself, when you're so smart to connect, we're smart, and the house is also getting smart. So let's say, I mean, they refuse to function, right? Houses are like, I'm not going to function without this. I'm not functioning without that. So we're smart enough to connect our homes to whatever it is that is needed for the homes to run. But then people have to be smart about their connections in the world and what they're connecting to. What am I connecting to is the question. One needs to ask himself, herself, why am I, and this is Sugandhi here, and I'm saying, why am I, Sugandhi Iyer, focusing on this? I'm focusing on this because this is the root. This is the root of everything. This is the source. And I'm not talking of the source being all source, but I'm saying the sources of whatever it is that we connect to, it is the source. It is the root upon which, or the root that decides. It's the source that decides. It is the root that decides what is going to happen in the future to somebody. So connecting with the right things, not connecting with wrong things, very important to follow. And now, when a person connects to the right things, then automatically everything good is going to happen. Everything good, everything great is going to happen. All kinds of magic, all kinds of wonderful things, all because somebody connected to the right items, the right people. Even in becoming famous, you know how they say we need to have the right connections, we need to make the right connections, we need to know some people, etc., etc. But what I'm saying here is in energy, we need to be connected to the right things, not the wrong animals, not the wrong neighborhoods. Oh, if somebody says, I'm living in this really, really dilapidated, I mean, bad neighborhood, and that's what I see every day, that's what I go home to every day, that's what I wake up to every day, and I'm expecting a really great life. Wow. People can still do it, don't get me wrong, but they can still have a great life. But at some point, it takes more effort. There are more obstacles that people need to, get rid of, fight, block, and then having to always, always look over one's shoulder. And so when people keep putting themselves into the wrong neighborhoods, then yes, they can still make it in life. I mean, we don't want to take away their hope, but it's going to be more of an uphill climb. It's going to be more of a cleansing and a clearing of unwanted elements, not unwanted animals, sorry. Unwanted elements. And so, that's how people say, oh, I want to live in this neighborhood. I've know that the people here are going to be really focused on well studies, or they're going to be focused on cleanliness, keeping their homes well, their yards. In Las Vegas, with a single level house, three car garage, and all the stuff, I'm not saying that something, to show off about, but what I'm saying is that constantly the society people, what is that? HOV, what are they called? Well, whoever it is, they keep driving by at some point, I don't know, and they notice everything. They notice if there's one weed out of place. If a weed makes its appearance, oh, they know. A weed. They know that, okay, your front lawn has to be made. And yes, in Las Vegas, I had a lot of bushes and trees. And even in the backyard, trees and a nice lawn, because there were many homes that had this typical desert kind of with the stones and the cacti and all of this. They had that kind of a lawn thing going on, but this house had trees and grass, plants, and the front lawn had trees and plants. Yes, the house had it, but I still wanted to see much more greenery, so I kept going out driving to Flagstaff and Williams and then Flagstaff. But they would notice one weed. I mean, they would just notice. They're always looking out. I don't know when they drive by, but they know. So then you have to be on top of things. You have to make sure that your lawn is very well maintained and the front bushes and trees are maintained. There are no weeds going on there. You can't put your garbage cans on the driveway. You can't do all of these things. Everything's got to be put away properly. So all of this maintenance going on. So yes, it takes, when you're maintaining a home, it takes all of these elements, all of these things that are happening, which in a very good neighborhood, everybody would be on top of things. And I'm not saying this is right or this is wrong. So we're not going to the right and wrong of things. We're just saying that if you're in the right place, then everything is maintained a certain way by the neighboring forces. And so what happens is that automatically our lives are well structured. Yes, it's a lot. I mean, noticing every weed that comes out, and then, so then we have to be on top of things with our lawn and everything going on over there. We have to be on top of things. But the neighborhood matters to the extent that, well, it's a kind of something where they say, okay, it speaks for what you like, or it speaks for the kind of hygiene that we're going for, all of these things going on over there with that. And then that kind of also controls the energy over there. It controls everything, like whatever the home itself is connected to. So all of this really matters, that we make sure that our connections and our wherever we are staying, whatever it is that we're doing, that our connections are to the right people, the right place, the right neighborhood, all of these things. Because what happens is that a lot of it is taken care of by the surrounding itself, by the atmosphere. The whole bunch of people there are taking care of their homes, they're taking care of the way they keep things. And so again, not about right or wrong. Remember, right now I'm in India, and so that's what I said. Remember I said I wanted to come to India because it's the balance between being a per be, between your atmosphere being perfect and still learning how to deal with everything that is not perfect. So India really helps in that, because there's a lot of things here which are perfect, like family structures. They're always working really well. Family structures here, they're working very well. People, children don't really have to worry about, okay, their parents are getting divorced. This is going to happen to them. That's going to happen to them. There are solid family structures in place. So all of these things are working really well. And if there's any change, it's because, it's coming from somewhere else, some other countries, but it's not local to us. But then you have all of this working very well. You've got culture. The culture here, basically, it's very rich. So you have that working very well. I would say it's even more than 100% working really well. So your family structure is working well. Culture is working well. There's a huge support system where culture is concerned. There's never that feeling that, oh my God, we have nobody to celebrate this with or that with, or all these things don't exist over here. The imperfections come in the form of traffic flow, or things like that. So when we are able to be okay, like in this perfection and imperfection, yet we're seeking the correct sources to which we want to connect. So then people are not going to be feeling a depletion of something in their life, because all of these connections, like pipes, are constantly providing. And so there's not going to be a depletion. For example, if somebody is living in Las Vegas, they're always going to be entertained. It's not going to be that, oh, I'm bored today, I have nothing to entertain me. No, Las Vegas has the best dancers, the best. And then they have the best singers. They've got a lot of people who are performing over there. Fantastic places that we can go to. And so people are not going to be bored in Las Vegas. So that's a supply, correct? One of the pipes, a supply of entertainment, or a supply of the lack of boredom. Like people feel like they're always being entertained, or they're always in a good space. And most Las Vegas drivers, as long as I remember, were pretty polite. Because there's a laid-back feeling, you know, oh, we're going to be entertained, we're going to be happy. So they're not angry with each other. Most people are nice to each other in Las Vegas. And so, yes, we're coming up on money manifestation now, and we shall continue and talk about sources and what we can connect to so that we have a continuous supply of what we really want. And so we're taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music. I'm hoping you're still going to be there when I come back. So don't go away. Hold on tight. The Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We were talking about, you know, we're in money manifestation now, work and career, and we were talking about sources and what are we connected to so that those sources, like pipelines that supply water and gas and, you know, electricity, I'm just using the word pipe, but, you know, just using the word pipe to say that, okay, there's something going to be sent through this pipe. Not that everything is sent only by pipes, but we're saying that, Okay, let's just say that everything is sent through pipes and we're connected, the homes are connected to various sources, which is giving it what it needs for the people to live there comfortably. But so also in real life, as people to be connected to various sources. So I said in India, for example, you will always have a supply, a continuous, even overwhelming supply of culture. There's just, I mean, culture is pouring out of your ears over here. It's pouring. There's just so much culture. You have no idea what to do. You have to actually block the culture. Like, I'm getting away. There's so much culture going on here. Yes, there is no depletion of culture in this country. Literally, whatever you want, it's there. It's a backing, it's a support. Your practices, your lifestyle, everything is supported over here. For example, okay, if I want really great vegetarian food, I'm vegetarian, I'm not vegan. I was born vegetarian. In our family, we're Brahmins and we're born vegetarians. It's just happening for, I don't know, donkeys, centuries going on here. So we're born vegetarians. And so even when we're a baby, we're fed milk and whatever vegetarian stuff there is, you know, as you can eat, of course. But it's not the house does not, nobody brings non-veg into the house. Again, we're not going into the right and wrong of things. I'm just saying. So let's say that, okay, there is a supply of a different type of a lifestyle that is provided over here for certain people, and that too you have to connect with that set of people. Do you see what I'm saying? Even in sources, even in a particular country, there are breakdowns or there are classifications as to, okay, if this is what a person needs, then okay, then you connect to this, or you connect to that, or you connect to that. We're not talking about wrong and right. Everybody has their own lifestyle. So yes, we're born vegetarians. We the homes, nobody brings non-veg into the house, you know, never, basically. So it's just something that you're born with. And then, of course, you know, there are different types of cultures, different sects, different families, different groups. They have their own sources. And do you know that there are families, and now we're going to the rest of the world back again, that actually are so good at money. They're really, really good at money. They're just amazing at money. Amazing at money. And so when we start to connect, then we have to connect to that money. For example, in Las Vegas, if somebody's a dancer, if somebody's a singer, then they connect to a group, they connect to a company that provides that. That company connects to hotels over there that have these shows. And so, you know, they have now what they've done is this, okay, let's say there's a singer, performer, and this person wants money. So boom, he's connected to like a power outlet, correct? To a group that's connected to a company that's providing that service, which that company is connected to a hotel slash casino in Las Vegas. And so that hotel slash casino has its own attraction factor, brings in people constantly because of the fact that, well, in Las Vegas, they provide hotel and accommodation, and they also provide entertainment. They provide shows, they have a casino, so people who like to gamble, they come there. So there is a regular flow of customers already into that establishment, into that particular hotel slash casino. And then what happens is this particular company that wants to provide entertainment is now in contract with this casino slash hotel, and then they continue to have their source of income. And as long as you're doing a good job, of course, very, very important that we continue to do a good job. But then we go and we connect. We connect to outlets of something that we want. So if we want culture, then we connect to this. If we want to have a very strong family foundation, then connecting to certain cultures also helps. I mean, JD Vance is married to Usha Vance, who, people are saying, okay, why, before he became vice president, people actually said, why is Usha Vance being subject to JD Vance, and why is she taking what he gives, and then she's so educated, why can't she divorce him and go off on her own? But now she is the second lady of the United States of America because she decided to follow her own culture. And her culture, she's also Brahmin, just like me, right? We come from the south of India. So we're both Brahmins, we're from the south of India, and the culture is to remain married. The culture is to support your family. Your culture is to make sure that the kids are having a very solid foundation, with parents and the family. So her culture basically dictates that. When I say dictate, it doesn't say that you have to do this, but previously they did, but now people are more laid back, but they support it. They support this whole thing of being with the family. So she put her power behind JD Vance and her family, and well, she's the second lady of the United States of America as of now. As of now, we're talking as of now, that she has manifested all this just because of her attachment and her dedication to her family and to her husband. And it's not worked badly for her. So we're just talking about as of now. We're not talking of the forces going forward because, I'm not trying to manifest for her or anything like that. But I'm just saying this is what she's done for herself. She believed in her culture supported her, her culture made sure that, no matter what happened, she stayed true to her family, and now she's the second lady of the United States of America. And so all the people, the naysayers, like, why is she with JD Vance when he says certain things and all, she's supported by her culture, which says that, okay, let me put my power behind my family. And I'm sure she's intelligent herself enough to know what she can deal with, what she cannot deal with, what's good, what's not good for her. But you see, she has a supply. She has a supply. She's plugged into this culture that says, support your family, support your husband, support your kids. She's plugged into it. So again, without going into whether she's right or wrong, we're just looking at the facts here, and we're being observers, and we're saying she's plugged into this culture. This culture automatically supplies her with that. She has a supply of that in her energy. Her aura is completely filled with the culture of wanting to be with one's family, to be with one's husband, to be with one's kids. Her culture supplies her. She's connected through that. Now, we're not saying other cultures don't supply that. We're not saying that. So this is nothing against anybody else's culture. We're giving examples of how when we're plugged into something, we get a constant supply of that into our life. And so if people are plugged into wrong things, like the person, who was the actress for Snow White recently, well, she's plugged into something else. And then she's getting a supply of that, and then she's saying things, and then things are happening to her or for her. Again, without going into the right and wrong of things, we're just saying that, okay, whatever we're plugged into, so money. When we're plugged into the right source, when we're plugged into the right source, it makes it very easy to support one's lifestyle and to support what one wants to do. Because you see, there is a continuous supply of cash. There's a continuous supply. And we were just talking the state of Tamil Nadu, here, where I come from. It's supposed to be currently one of the highest. And there are just two states right on top. One of the highest earners. It makes the most money in this country. It does. And when you come here, right now I'm in Tamil Nadu. Right, I'm in the city of God. So I'm not in the city of the goddess of abundance, but I'm in another city, which is the city of God. Literally, they have God standing on corners, huge statues of it. So you can't forget, you can't forget these gods. It's like if somebody was in, there are these Greek gods and somebody's in Greece, And let's say they have these huge Greek gods standing around, beautifully painted and all, like huge figures. And so it's something like that. And this is a city of those gods. And there are various gods for various functions and things that you can, when you see them, you're reminded about them. So we're in the city of gods right now, and several gods over here. And when one goes around and you can see, oh my God, maybe that's why it's making so much money. That's why people work very well over here. They work really hard. They have their, many people are not dependent on jobs. They have their own businesses, big or small. It could be a tiny business, a really, really tiny one. Remember the lady who sells bananas in that place where the monkeys are, which looks like Jungle Book, with the temple and all the monkeys swinging from trees, exactly where we go and feed bananas? There are people doing their business there. So people are constantly making money. They have sources, they plug themselves into sources, they plug themselves into the energy of the state itself, which is producing a lot of money. They plug themselves into that, whether they're contributing to it or whether they're getting from it. The fact is, it's that universal eight figure. Receiving, giving, receiving, giving. So there's an exchange of energy over here. People make a lot of money. Everybody's making money. And what they're thinking about is their family, their culture, and the money. That's what they're thinking about. And amount of money that is exchanging, like hands exchange, right? Exchanging. So the amount of money that is being exchanged over here, it's amazing. And so when you see all of these people are focusing on their businesses, they're so focused on a little shop that could be selling pens and rubbers and pens and some SIM cards or something like that here, because here everybody sells everything, correct? So you don't have to be a dedicated store for phones and accessories. You could have a little secret shop and you could be selling SIM cards over there. I'm just telling you that. So they find the products that are going to be doing really, really well, and they're making money out of it. Tons of money being made every day, this whole bunch. And don't have to go by what, does a person look like he's a millionaire? No, they won't. Many people don't look like they're millionaires. They look very simple, extremely simple, but they're very rich. They have a lot of money. They're cash rich, And so when people are like that, and then we plug ourselves into that. So let's say I come to the city of gods, I'm plugged into it. I'm plugged into it. Everywhere I go, there's a god standing up there with everything, like, his weapons, he's got horses, there'll be statues of horses around him. amazing stuff going on over here. So you just have to travel. My job is to travel, drive. Family comes here. You're in the city of gods. You're plugged into it. You go to the city of the goddess of abundance, you're plugged into that. So basically plugged into culture, plugged into gods, plugged into so many things, and the greenery. I'm looking right here and I know those mountains over there, flashes, whatever they are, they're going to be having elephants in them. They're going to be having all of this fantastic wildlife, which is actually very sweet. They have it all. I look at this mountain, I know, oh my God, there's a ton of elephants walking around in this mountain. I can't see it from here, but I can see the mountain. I can see the coconut trees. I can see all of this beautiful greenery and farms and amazing, amazing farms. And so we're saying that the takeaway from this section, because I'm so excited by about the fact that I'm in the city of gods right now, right? So the takeaway is that we have to plug into the right things, into the right places, right cities, right people. Make sure that our surroundings are good. Because if somebody's living in a bad surrounding, they're then going to be putting more energy just to get through the day. If they're just going to be putting more energy to basically just have a normal life. And then if all of this attention is going into normal life, you know, just to be normal, then how is someone going to dream? How is someone going to become bigger and better and reach for the stars? And, you know, yesterday I watched, day before yesterday, I watched Snow White, the original Snow White, the original animated Snow White. I watched that. I watched Sleeping Beauty yesterday, the original animated version of Sleeping Beauty, not the real human ones. And I could see the difference between the movies, and I could see, wow, these are the qualities that these women, they exemplified, or they had these qualities. You know, they believed in the prince. You know, one day my prince is going to come for me, is what Snow White kept saying. In the movie, she thought her prince is going to come for her. And so it wasn't Vogue or it wasn't anything like that. And then Sleeping Beauty was also amazing. It was about true love. It was about the prince. It is so pure. And so, you know, when we are plugged into, and so that's what I made sure. I went and I watched the original Snow White animation. I went and I watched Sleeping Beauty, you know, to wipe off the latest Snow White debacle, whatever happened. So we need to be plugged. And, you know, we're just going to be entering soulmate manifestation right now. And we'll continue a little bit with the money and love in soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're taking a couple of minutes for the music, and we're hoping you're going to be there when we come back. So don't go away. Hold on tight.
I'm a lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. And yes, I was saying that we were watching the original animated Snow White. We watched that, and we watched Sleeping Beauty. We also watched half or a little bit more of Alice in Wonderland, the animated one. And when you think about all these three heroines, the main character, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and Alice. All three of them had dreams. In Snow White and Sleeping Beauty, what they wanted was, they wanted to meet the love of their life. They wanted to, you know, where is my prince? I want to meet him. I want my love. Is what they are focused on right from the beginning, is what I remember. Okay, Sleeping Beauty, you had to go away. She had to grow up and then think about it. Snow White thought about her prince. I think that it was more focused on love than female empowerment. I also watched Pride and Prejudice. So I've done this in the last, you know, few days. Pride and Prejudice, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland, I still have to complete it. But after watching all of this, you can see that the main focus, not for Alice, she just wanted to watch, you know, see animals talking and wearing normal clothes. So she's not grown up. But Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, and Pride and Prejudice. Pride and Prejudice, it's all about the mother hen, the mother, mother hen. She wants to get all her daughters married. Then that's it. If you ask her, what are you thinking about? My daughter's getting married. I have to take them to this ball. I have to take them to that ball. I have to make sure that, you know, they're presented to society and the right man with the right credentials is going to come and marry her. That's what's on her mind. And then you check out Snow White. You check out Sleeping Beauty. What's on their mind? Falling in love. And then falling in love has become outdated. It's become what? Old-fashioned? It's become not right? No. I mean, that is the basic thing. That's how babies are born. I mean, yeah, babies are born. We're talking about, you know, the love and stuff like that. And then, you know, they have a family and all of these things happening. So we're talking about it in the traditional way. So when this is happening and when these movies contained all of this, and Pride and Prejudice, yes, the heroine and she wanted to fall in love and get married. That was her only requirement, really. And she got that. She got it. And when a person for some time, for a bit of time at least, wants love, wants true love, wants the prince charming, wants the prince to appear, titled or not, right? With a title or not, but wants the prince to appear. It's going to happen. It's going to manifest. It's manifestation. If you really think about it, they're manifesting a lot there. There's a lot of manifestation going on. Once Upon a Dream is what they're singing in Sleeping Beauty. And in Snow White, she's not singing about, you know, who she's going to be and what she's meant to do and her life purpose. She's basically thinking about love. And then it happens for them, is what I'm saying, is that all this energy that they're putting out and these dreams and this visualization and going into the head and, oh, what would it feel like to be swept off my feet by my Prince Charming? What would it feel like for me to be married to this person? What would it feel like to be in his or her presence all the time, literally? So when these women in these movies who are going through their visualization and these feelings going on, you know, they're having this wow factor going on in their minds. Oh my God, what is it going to feel like to finally meet him? What is it going to be feeling like to be married to him? What is it going to feel like to be like this, to be like that? And they were doing so much of this imagination. And then they got what they wanted, because as you're thinking, you're processing, correct? You're visualizing, and hence they're what is that word? Producing. There's a manufacturing process happening at that time. And trust me, it is happening. As you visualize, you are manifesting / manufacturing the event. It's going to happen. And you just have to believe that in your mind, right here, you have your third eye, right? That's what they say. You can visualize. And whether a person believes in third eyes or not, the third eye or not, we're imagining. It's not just imagination. It is manufacturing going on over there. There is actual manufacturing happening. Except that we're not dealing with hard physical items here. So it's not that, oh, we're taking this piece of wood and we're carving it. It's not that we're taking this metal and we're doing some welding or whatever it is that these people do and producing something. So no hard items are being used here. No hands-on application or machines basically being used, but the mind. The mind is, it's like, okay, just imagine if your mind were a tool and it is drilling a hole in something. And there's so much power in this mind that the mind has hands, the mind has a machine, the mind is drilling holes, the mind is putting together things as if it were an actual manufacturing process going on. The mind, while it is imagining, it's working hands-on, mental hands, with energy. And it is making it into something. Whatever it is that it is imagining, it is creating. If you go away with this thought that, I mean, don't go away, come back. We're meeting again next week, right? Now, if you have this thought in your mind that while I am thinking, while I'm imagining, while I'm putting some feelings and feeling this way and feeling that way, while I am thinking, I am manufacturing. And for the purpose of manifesting, we're taking this, you know how people say, ah, manifest, it could be a vague word. No, let's use the word manufacture. Production. We are manufacturing our dream as we fantasize, as we think, as we imagining, we are manufacturing. It's right here. We have the whole factory in our head. Our head is a factory. It literally is. It's a factory. It's a manufacturing unit. And with that, we are creating. Trust me in this. Okay, so let's say you don't want to trust me, correct? Well, try some experiment. See what happens. See what happens with this manufacturing unit. You have a factory in your head. Now, all we're seeing when we spoke about the sources and the pipes is we want the right materials to manufacture with. We want the right energy. Because when we have the right materials, we can manufacture the best product. You know, the best wife, the best culture. And it could be anybody from this world. The best money, the best clean money. No repercussions, negative ones, only positive going all the way. So if you're connected to the right sources and the best sources, and we're making sure all of these pipes are plugged into sources and outlets of the stuff that we want and not the stuff that we don't want. And if we do this, the mind, the factory in the head, wow, is going to produce the best of the best. It's going to imagine itself a world that it really wants to live in, that it really wants to be in. And no, we don't need the politicians to do that for us. Our imagination is going to do it. It's our world. It could be a little world, but in our world, what we want happens. And that's why in Sleeping Beauty, she says, and I just watched it yesterday before we left town. So in Sleeping Beauty, she says, once upon a dream. Something like that. And so when she's talking like that, she's saying that her whole love life started in her head. A dream, a fantasy. She kept seeing him. I saw him, I saw him, I saw him. And there he appeared in reality. And so she sings about it. And in those days, you know, women, when I say those days, I'm talking of era-wise, I'm talking of time-wise. I'm not time as in clock, calendar time. We'll just say that, let's say it's another dimension. And in this dimension, the women, well, they knew, you know, they learned certain things like singing and embroidery or something which they felt, or cooking, I'm not sure about the cooking, but they, something that they felt that could be of use and interest, that something that could occupy their time. And so she would sing really well. She was blessed by one of the fairies, I think the good fairy. One of the good three fairies, and from that, one of the fairies blessed her with singing. And so she had these blessings of the best. So there you go. She was already plugged into a very good source. She had these three good fairies backing her. She had these amazing sources. And so when she got, you know, pushed back by the evil witch, not that we're criticizing all witches, over here, this is not to put down witches in any way, because I know there are people in the world who could be listening who could be interested in witchcraft, but they might be really, really good people, or they are very, very good people. So we're not putting anybody down over here. You're talking of that evil witch in that particular movie. So even though she had this huge obstacle going on from this evil witch, with the help of the good sources, the good fairies, and then the Prince Charming came and rescued her, correct? She had all these good sources going for her, and she, her good quota of good was really, really high, and it defeated the negativity that was happening over there. And so when we think of joyful manifestation energy, you can think of it as a good fairy, a good angel, a good energy, the divine, the God, the good stuff, the good that we want to manufacture with, the good that we would use in our factory when we're imagining our reality into the current moment. And that is, to, you know, the money part of it. When we're imagining that we're in the best settings, when we're imagining that this is how I want my money to come in, and my customers, there are going to be so many customers, and they're all going to be giving me all of this money, and we're imagining, and we're creating with this factory, which is our mind. We are for certain we're going to be succeeding. And yes, it got my warning. We are coming up on time. We're at the end of the show for today, but we will be meeting again for the Good Fortune Show next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, continue to plug into good energy. And I'm wishing you a fantastic week and a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.